This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel's offensive in Gaza shifted Saturday to crowded southern Gaza, driving up the death toll despite evacuation orders from the area. Meanwhile, the chief United Nations spokesman said the world body regretted the resumption of hostilities in Gaza and Israel. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
Speaking to reporters in New York on Friday, Stefan Dujarric said the UN
urges all concerned parties to swiftly find a way to resume the pause in the fighting and facilitate the release of more hostages.
Dujarric added,
"We appeal to the parties not to resort to further military action that can only make the already catastrophic humanitarian situation in Gaza worse and to spare civilians from more suffering."
At least 200 Palestinians have been killed since the fighting resumed, following the week-long truce with the territory's ruling militant group Hamas, according to the health ministry in Gaza. Militants in Gaza resumed firing rockets into Israel, and fighting broke out between Israel and Hezbollah militants operating along its northern border with Lebanon. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel's military said Saturday it hit hundreds of Hamas targets across Gaza, including more than 50 strikes in the city of Khan Yunis and surrounding areas in southern Gaza. At a briefing in Tel Aviv, Israeli military spokesperson Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner briefed reporters on the activities of the Israeli Defense Forces.
The activities are taking place mostly in the northern Gaza Strip, but also conducting precision strikes against specific targets of Hamas in the south. The mobilizations include over 400 targets that we've struck, engaged. Those targets include tunnel access points. They include command and control positions. They include the ability of Hamas to operate freely in the north as they did over the last week.
This is VOA News. Russian security forces have raided gay clubs and bars across Moscow less than 48 hours after the country's top court banned what it called the global LGBTQ plus movement as an extremist organization. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Police searched venues across the Russian capital Friday night, including a nightclub, a male sauna, and a bar that hosted LGBTQ parties under the pretext of a drug raid. Eyewitnesses told journalists that clubgoers' passports were checked and photographed by the security services. The raids follow a decision by Russia's Supreme Court to label the country's LGBTQ plus movement an extremist organization. Activists fear it could give authorities free rein to crack down on queer groups and activists. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Saturday at the 28th Annual UN Climate Conference of Parties, or COP28, in Dubai, about 50 oil companies representing nearly half of the global production pledged to reach near zero methane emissions and end routine flaring at their operations by 2030. The companies also signed up to reach net zero for their operational emissions by 2050. That should be good news for climate activists. And climate analytics CEO Bill Hare told the Associated Press if the oil companies deliver on their pledges, it would be a significant but not fundamental contribution to meeting the 1.5-degree limit global temperature rise called for by the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement. But Hare said what you will likely see is methane producers increasing their production of fossil fuels.
The big risk with this announcement on the pledges on methane from fossil fuel production is that it becomes a smokescreen for continuing to produce fossil fuel. So a lot of the producers that are signing on to the oil and gas pledge are actually planning or actually doing increased production of oil and gas and in some cases coal.
BMW is recalling a small number of its SUVs because of the risk of airbags exploding. AP's correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
U.S. auto safety regulators say the recall covers hundreds of BMW X3, X4, and X5 SUVs, model year 2014, with airbags made by Takata Corporation. There was a complaint from Chicago in October that the inflator on an X3 exploded, sending a large piece of metal into the driver's lung and causing other cuts to the body. Documents say the inflators on the BMWs have a moisture-absorbing chemical called a desiccant, hoped to prevent the explosions that have occurred in other vehicles. Some 30 million airbags not recalled have that type of inflator, and they're installed in about 20 brands of vehicles. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.